The partial government shutdown enters its 12th day today as President Trump prepares to meet with congressional leaders just a day before Democrats take control of the House. President Trump's insisted on including $5 billion for border wall funding before he'll agree to sign any spending measure. 800,000 government workers' lives have been thrown into disarray by the shutdown, with 380,000 workers furloughed and another 420,000 forced to work without pay since the House and Senate failed to pass an end-of-year spending bill on December 22nd. After headlines, we'll speak with lawyers for the federal workers union that's suing the Trump administration, saying it's illegal to make federal workers work without pay.